Hey there, and welcome to episode 76 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so happy you're joining me today for a brand new episode of Busy Kids Love Music. We've been all over the world this summer with our second edition of Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music, and hopefully you've enjoyed traveling with me and learning about the folk music of Peru, Morocco, and Italy in our most recent episodes. And if you missed any of those stops, I'll link to those episodes in the show notes so that you can listen to the episode and print your passport stamp. Today, we're heading from Italy to Southeast Asia to visit Indonesia. Did you know that the island country of Indonesia is made up of nearly 18,000 islands? Not all of these islands have people living on them, but you can imagine that with that many different islands, there are a variety of different ethnic groups and influences, which leads to a variety of styles of music. There are also many different kinds of drums and gongs that are native to different islands. The most popular and widespread form of music in Indonesia is gamelan. This type of music is performed with an orchestra of 50 to 80 instruments that includes drums, gongs, and bamboo flutes. Gamelan is very important in rituals and religious ceremonies. In fact, in Bali, almost all religious rituals include a gamelan performance. This type of music is also common in ceremonies of the Catholic Church, and certain pieces are believed to possess magical powers that can be used to scare away evil spirits. Another popular form of folk music in Indonesia is called dangdut. Dangdut is a type of pop music that's influenced heavily from Indian and Arabic music. This type of music has a strong beat, and though it began as Indonesian dance music, it evolved into the country's dominant pop style in the mid-1970s. It is often performed by female singers. Because of Indonesia's large Islamic population, a form of Islamic poetry called qasida is also quite famous there. This religious poetry was typically accompanied by chanting and percussion, and usually sung by a solo or by groups of women. It has been adapted to sound more modern in recent years. And in modern qasida, the lyrics or the words of the song often address current issues and remind listeners of their moral values. The fusion of so many indigenous cultures from many islands with the influence of cultures from nearby countries has resulted in a diverse and unique traditional music style in the country of Indonesia. If you head to this episode's show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/76, you'll be able to explore the curated playlist I've put together for you on YouTube that includes the music videos from the pieces you heard in today's episode, as well as additional examples of Indonesian folk music. And you'll also find the link to print your Indonesian passport stamp, as well as your passport if you haven't printed that already. So again, you can find all of these things at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/76. Thank you so much for joining me today to learn about the rich, colorful, traditional music of Indonesia. We will be wrapping up our world tour with our final stop in Around the World of Busy Kids Love Music when our next episode airs in 2 weeks. I look forward to connecting with you then. Bye for now.